No rock stars, roadies, or groupies were harmed in the making of this broadcast. On the Rocks with Jamie Wilson is brought to you by Offshore Music. Go where the sound takes you. Giving it to you straight and no chaser. This is On the Rocks with Jamie Wilson. On the Rocks with Jamie Wilson is brought to you by Offshore Music. Go where the sound takes you.
All right, all right, all right. Hey, guys, welcome to On the Rocks. I'm Jamie Wilson, and hey, it's 2021. So we've survived 2020, and we're in the first few days of 2021, and it still sort of feels the same, but there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Hope is alive because, you know, we're getting a lot of good music out this year, just like last year. Last year was a great year in music, and we're going to have more amazing music coming out this year because, you know what, you can't stop amazing artists from creating. And, you know, just because we're celebrating 2021, it's a whole new decade, guys. So I think it demands a whole new mindset. And I hope you guys had a happy new year. I certainly did. I'm actually still a little bit hungover from my New Year's celebrations because, hey, there was a lot to celebrate. Seriously, just you surviving 2020 is a big deal. So, you know, how do you get over a hangover? Well, you know, you continue drinking. And thank you to our friends from liquor.ph for sending me a bottle of Glenfiddich 15. You know, Glenfiddich 15 is an amazing bottle. It's the most, you know, it's one of the most renowned names in the game for single malts, you know, full-bodied sherry flavor, sweet lingering finish. You know, it's the best-selling single malt Scotch whiskey in the world. So why don't you grab yourself a bottle from liquor.ph? And of course, thank you so much, Buenos Dias, Panaderia, for giving me such happiness over the holidays. And I know your baking day is on January 8th. They're on a New Year break right now. They got to rest because they keep on churning out these, you know, bundles of happiness in their Milo buns and their black crinkles. Get your fix, guys, because these guys are incredible. Now, our show tonight is going to be quite exciting because we've got two artists on the show. And it's going to be an interesting conversation because these two artists couldn't be from more different backgrounds. And I think that's the beauty of music because, you know, at the end of the day, we still have the common ground of our love for music. So it's going to be quite interesting. So tonight, we're going to start out with a lady who's new to the scene. She just released two singles. It's quite an exciting sound she has, quite a unique sound, if you ask me. We're going to get to know a little bit more about where she's coming from and how she started and what her musical influences are. So, hey, why don't you guys please give a warm welcome to Eliza Marie.
Hello.
Hi, Eliza. How are you? Happy New Year.
I'm good. Happy New Year.
How are you doing?
Crazy. I'm doing good. Yeah, doing good.
So how is it living with this pandemic?
It's crazy. It's like so much is happening at once, but at the same time, it's like nothing is happening at all. Like, do you get that?
Yeah, it's like a weird time warp. It's like, you know, the days go by so slow, but next thing you know, it's 2021.
2021, hello.
Right?
That's true.
But hey, you had an interesting 2020. You released two singles, and these are your first releases, right?
Yes, in a way, so, yes.
in a way, ooh, there's a backstory there. So what made you want to go into music?
Well, I've just grown up on music, basically. My dad's a musician, so I was inspired by that. I mean, along the way, like throughout my life, I wanted to be so many different things, but finally at like age 19, I settled on musician for now.
And so you've not played live. You haven't played these two singles live. You recorded, you wrote this, you released these two singles during the pandemic, right?
Yes.
So let's talk about these two singles, right? Before we go back to before we talk about your two singles, you said your dad's a musician.
Yes.
What does he play?
He plays guitar and a little bit of keyboard, but he's mostly known as like the guitarist of the family.
The guitarist of the family. So what music did you grow up listening to?
On his music, actually, it's crazy to think, because like when you hear my music, you would think like, oh, she's such a pop girl, like indie pop, which yes, that's true. But I grew up on like rock and roll, basically. Okay. Like you get, like, I call it dad rock. I think people call it dad rock too. It's like dads listen to Pink Floyd. They listen to Led Zeppelin. They listen to like all these like different, like, yeah, just basically 70s to 80s mm-hmm. rock. That's like, I love that. And I still do.
Here in Manila, we call that Tito Rock. Yeah. So it's not dad rock, it's uncle rock, Tito Rock.
Okay.
And that, yeah. and that covers everything from, you know, Zepp, Floyd, Doors, Beatles, that's the Eagles, you know, Tito Rock classics, right? Mm-hmm. But when did you start listening to your music? What you define as your music? What are your influences?
Well, right now I listen to, there's a singer called Mallrat. She's a big influence. And then Charlie XCX as well as Lorde. And just kind of like those female, like, electro pop singers. Mm-hmm. Although I do gain influence from like other genres as well. It's just, I feel like that's like my main genre and like what I use to construct my songs.
Yeah, because it's quite interesting. You have a very interesting sound because you've got very light and airy vocals, but your music is like Nine Inch Nails, man. So how did that happen?
I think it really, like, this sounds so funny, but I think it just stems from, I honestly, if I'm being honest, I have no idea what I'm doing when I'm making songs. I just make it. And like, okay, let's put this and this together for like, let's say Miss America. It sounds like it's so wild, but I'm like, yeah, just keep adding all these synths to it. Like, just go for it. And so I think that's just what I did. And my voice is just, I guess, naturally soft. And I'm like, well, I can't do anything about it. So why not have that contrast?
Well, I mean, it's great that you're not trying to sound like anybody. I mean, your voice mm-hmm. is your voice. And I think that's what makes your sound quite unique between I Wonder and Miss America. But the juxtaposition of having such hard-hitting music coming in behind you has given you that unique sound. When you started writing and recording, can you share with us what your process was like?
Yeah, so... Honestly, I just start off with a simple, like, I had like these plugins, like Analog Lab on my Logic, and I just choose like one synth or whatever. And then I'm just like, okay, loop, four bars and like just do whatever. And then it starts from that small track. And then I'm just like, how can I build upon it? I mean, I guess that sounds obvious, but I start with the music first. And then I think of, okay, well, what do I want to sing about now? And then I try to just fit all these lyrics into like the song. So yeah, music first, lyrics second, usually. Sometimes it's lyrics first, but most of the times it's like music first, I think.
So that's what I found out, like listening to a lot of artists or talking to a lot of artists when I ask them about their process, is that there's no set process.
Yeah, like, there really isn't.
You sit down, it's like you're sitting down and you're waiting for lightning to hit you. Yeah. And then you just go in every four bars. Everybody goes by four bars. Let's loop four bars here, and then I get a chorus and then a verse, and then, you know what I mean? But it's, you know, some, like you said, sometimes it's music first, sometimes it's lyrics, and then it takes a life of its own. Mm-hmm. You started doing something called Bandcamp?
Yeah.
And what's that about? Because I don't think I have never heard of it unless you watch the American Pie movie. And that reference is, you know, one time at Bandcamp. But, you know, what is Bandcamp?
So basically, that's why I was saying, like, this is sort of my first time releasing singles, but at the same time not. Because Bandcamp is like this platform where I guess independent musicians go to release their own songs on their own. And then it's kind of like an Instagram, but for music. And so that was sort of like my portfolio first. And I would just put like all these songs on there. I still have songs on there as well. But it's cool to see how I went from like this self-release, like I became like a Spotify artist from this just self-releasing. So that's pretty cool.
Well, you know, nowadays it's quite easy to get, you know, to get, you can self-release, you can, you know, record your own stuff. You have a recording studio in your home. You know, for us Tito rockers, you know, us dad rockers, you know, back then, you know, it was a dream to get a recording deal. And that means you could go into a professional studio and have engineers and all that. But did your release, with your self-releases on Bandcamp, did that lead you to offshore?
Yes, actually, because they heard my music from there. And then, like, so thank God I had that Bandcamp, because otherwise, you know, I wouldn't really have much to show. And so they heard my demos on there, which I call them demos now because it sounds really raw and like amateur.
And well, so, they're demos because now you're signed to a label. Yeah.
So it worked out.
So when you got signed by Offshore, how did that feel?
It felt so cool to be part of like a team that really like believes in your style, because like you said, and I sort of agree, like my music, I'm like not trying to sound like so unique, but like it's kind of different, I guess, from at least like the local scene here in the Philippines. And so like to have people kind of be like, yeah, I like your songs. I'm like, wait, what? You do? Like, I was like kind of confused. I'm like, are you sure? And so two singles in, I guess, yeah, they're sure.
And you're releasing a new album on the tail of it. Yes. Wait, so I heard you're releasing an album and an EP. Can you explain how this happens? Because usually it's just an album. So what's in the album and what's in the EP and how are they going to be different?
Well, okay, so what the public will hear soon is an album, and that's sort of like in the style of my first two singles, like all these songs that I made, you know, before like my Bandcamp era. Okay. And then this EP that people will hear soon, I'm so excited, is more of like me trying to get into like my ideal producer self, because I do love producing music. So I would say like my EP is sort of like I grew up a little bit. Like if you hear my songs for like the ones I just released and the ones that people will hear soon, it's like, oh, you hear this little girl. She's like singing all these cute songs. and then for like my newer music that I'm so excited to put out in this year, like even further than my album, is more like mature and like, oh, she's healing. She's growing up.
Ah, so interesting. So there's a personal journey there that you want to convey through your album. That's amazing. All right, so Lisa, where are you from?
I'm from the Philippines and I'm from America. So yeah, if anyone was wondering, I was born in the Philippines and then I spent about 12 years of my life in the States and Indonesia, but that's like so random. Yeah, so and then now I'm here in the Philippines again.
So what brought you back home?
My dad, actually, like after he was retired, he was like, okay, well, let's live in the Philippines, because he considers it like as home, even though he's American. So yeah, we're here now. And also school. I go to college here, so.
Okay, let's not forget school. It's kind of important. It's kind of important.
Yeah.
But wait, so how's school been for you since the pandemic? I mean, it's all online classes and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Well, just like the typical, I miss my friends, like seeing them every day and going to class, putting my hair in curls. And, but also, I love it as well because honestly, if my class is at 8, I can literally wake up at 7:30 and I don't have to worry about being late because I live very far from my school. And so I usually have to wake up so early for class. And now it's just like, oh, I woke up at 7:45 and I just go on my laptop and I'm like, okay, I'm in class now.
I'm in class now. Yeah, that's one of the benefits of the online classes. But yeah, you know, it's the personal interaction that's difficult. on the lack of the personal interaction. And I'm actually quite excited because once the world settles down and this pandemic, you know, eases up and live events and gigs and concerts start happening again, you're going to get an opportunity to play this live. I mean, I would love to see your songs performed live. What are your ideas on how you're going to do that? Because you're basically a solo artist and you do loops on your laptop and you created all this on your own and released it independently. With the live scene on the cusp of returning, what are your ideas of doing this live and the rest of your upcoming album and EP?
Well, honestly, first I'm like really excited because I am like a quarantine artist where I kind of emerged in quarantine. So live shows were really not on my mind, but if God permits, like we have like these concerts again, it will be so fun. Like I think, cause I've talked about it, my songs are like mostly electronic, like they're just on the computer. I just made them there. And some of them have instruments as well, but primarily on just like MIDI. So yeah. I guess, we talked about people who can play like backup and stuff, but even if just on my laptop, I think that would be cool. But then I have to like compensate for the lack of people. So I thought of like, what if we just made it like super artistic and like I have to really perform well if I don't have like these people with me. So I thought about that too, which seems really fun to be honest. Like I'm not just singing, I'm performing. And that's like, that means a lot to me.
And if you're doing that off your laptop, if you're live looping, say for example, as a solo artist, if you have a visual element to it, you can elevate it into an art form more than just, you know, seeing five people on stage playing. You can even feature like a specific artist with you or a raunchy guitar on your track, which you can't duplicate on MIDI, right?
Yeah, true.
that would sound interesting. It's very exciting because the field is wide open, and that's the beauty of it.
That's true.
Okay, so we've got a question here from Offshore Music. Who is your favorite OPM artist or original Filipino music? Do you have one?
I don't have like a specific favorite. I mean, I really didn't get to get in that like type of music. I mean, that sounds really mean, but no. But I mean, I do listen to some Filipino artists. Like, I think the first really like Filipino band, at least in like the indie scene, was like Up Dharma Down. I would listen to them. Their music is like super good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really should like get on listening to more OPM artists, especially if I'm also a local singer, you know, just to kind of familiarize myself with these talented musicians we have here in the Philippines.
Yeah, we've got a whole bunch of amazing musicians. And yes. I think the history of our music, it's kind of strange because the history of our music, specifically the Pinoy rock scene, actually got sort of stopped when martial law was declared. Because, you know, when martial law was declared in 1972, that was the height of the 70s, right? And effectively, rock and roll music got aborted. And it had to fight to stay alive. And it was quite interesting that the music that came out of it was not, it was a sort of like a combination of social commentary and protest. But, you know, some really, I mean, you gotta listen to one, you gotta start from the basics. You gotta listen to Juan de la Cruz, you gotta listen to some Pagita, you gotta, you know, and then there's a whole slew of OPM artists who will be talking about with our next guest, but there are such amazing bands. And I'm glad that we have you here to sort of shake things up because I haven't heard anybody like you here yet. All right, any OPM artists you'd like to collaborate with?
Oh, I don't know, like.
Just say Eli Buendia and you'll be fine.
Yes, Eli Buendia. We can do it. We'll make like the greatest song ever, I swear.
Everybody wants to collaborate with Eli. He's brilliant, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's amazing. Okay, so Lisa, I'm gonna run down 10 quick questions for you. Okay.
Okay.
And I just want you to basically answer from the top off the top of your head. Don't overthink it. Just very simple questions, all right? Okay, all right. So question number one. What is your favorite word?
Ethereal.
Ethereal. Ooh. What is your least favorite word?
Moist. It's so weird.
Okay, what turns you on?
Oh gosh, now I'm overthinking it. Next question. I'm just kidding.
Well, what turns you off? What turns you off?
Okay. Well, if we're talking about people,
don't overthink it.
I'm overthinking.
Off the top of your head.
Okay. Just blatant racism. Super.
Yes, I'm the same. I hate that. That is such a big turnoff. All right. What is a sound or a noise that you love?
Ooh, I love the sound of birds.
Ah, birds chirping. Cool. All right. What's a sound or noise that you hate?
When the fork like slides on the plate.
Ah, that noise. Yeah. that's like nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah.
All right. What is your favorite curse word? Okay, let's modify this. What is your favorite Tagalog curse word?
Oh, my mom's watching this. She's going to get so mad at me. Oh gosh, wait.
You can do it.
It's just going to be English? It's
okay, say it in English.
Bitch.
See? That demands a snap. Right? You need a snap for that. Okay, yes. Next question. What habit or behavior annoys you the most?
Type of behavior. This sounds pretty deep. Emotionally manipulating.
I've met people like that. They're the worst. True. This is true. Okay, next question. If you can collaborate with any artist, living or dead, from anywhere in the world, who would that be?
David Bowie.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Forever.
Yes. Okay. Now, last question, all right? Number 10. When you get to heaven, what do you want God to say to you?
Overthinking it again. Oh, it's you again? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. You know, like my standard answer to that question, you know, what do I want God, or what do I think God would say to me if I do get to heaven? He's going to be like, Jamie, your name doesn't seem to be in the list. Hold on. Let me double check. You know?
Wait, are you sure, God?
Either that or God's going to tell me, hey, you made it. I had my doubts, but you made it, you know? Yeah. And he's still going to double check my name on this list.
Yeah, just to make sure.
Just to make sure. Mm-hmm. All right, Lisa, it was great chatting with you. Now, what's the name of your upcoming album?
Am I allowed to say it? I mean, it was on my Bandcamp, so I guess so. All My Angels.
All My Angels. Oh, that already sounds amazing. I can already imagine what it sounds like. So it's fantastic. Well, we're going to be bringing on a good friend of mine and an amazing artist himself. I'm going to be bringing him on before I say bye to you. But thank you, Elisa, for making the time. And I can't wait to hear your new music. And more importantly, I can't wait to see what you're going to do with it live.
Yes, because I won't let you down.
A lot of us are working our butts off to make sure that live events and gigs and concerts come back. So we're trying to do that safely. And, you know, this is a guy, this is another Filipino artist. He's been in some amazing bands. He's got some amazing solo stuff. We have these tremendous discussions about, you know, OPM and Filipino soul, because this guy is my soul brother number one. And I'd like to bring on the man, Bing Austria.
Ow! Yeah.
Yeah, baby. How are you?
Hey, hello. Yeah. How are you? Hi, Elisa.
Hello.
That's an awesome interview. And nice knowing you. And and it's really nice to have a new artist here.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you just got to love, like, you know, this pandemic has taught us so many things, right? But the beauty, I think the silver lining during this pandemic is that so much good music is coming out of it. And for that, if there's nothing else to be grateful for because of all the insanity in the world, I am grateful for new music and new artists like you, Elisa.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm also grateful for old artists like Bing. I mean, if I'm Dad Rock, then he's like Lolo Rock. He's like Grandpa Rock. I love you, Bing. I love you.
I love you too, Jamie.
All right, Elisa, we'll say bye and looking forward to seeing you live and looking forward to your new album. All my angels.
Thank you
all
so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elisa Marie.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
All right, Bing, how are you, my friend?
Come with I'm that. Okay. Yes, I'm okay. I'm okay. So very okay.
Okay, a few days into 2021, and I'm grateful that we had a semi-productive 2020. Diba?
Yeah, actually productive pa rin eh, diba? Kasi yung ginawa natin, ibang klase yon. Historical yung ginawa natin na yon. Yeah.
So ladies and gentlemen, me and Bing just did a project which we streamed on behalf of the City of Manila and all its sister agencies, the National Parks Development Council, Mayor Isko's office, the Mayor's office, and the National Museum. It was called the Manila Heritage Concert. Where Bing got, dude, you have to talk about this. So how did you feel when this was a tribute? This was a tribute to the City of Manila. And it was also a tribute to the iconic, you know, Manila sound of hot dog. Now, Bing got a chance to interpret on his own Anin Batong Bakal. So Bing, how did you feel when you were approached for this project, para?
Siyempre, sobrang thankful ako unang-una kasi, di ba, pandemic yon. So, wala akong ina-expect na kahit anong work. Kasi nga, di ba, hindi naman tayo importante daw, di ba, sabi nila. So,
hindi tayo essential pa.
Essential, hindi tayo essential, di ba? So, eto biglang dumating nga itong project na to. And isang sobrang fascinated ako sa Manila sound. Kasi iba yung arrangements ng mga songs that time. Pinag-aaralan ko yung mga akorde, mga chord progression, yung arrangement. It's iba eh, iba. In fact, yung isa kong banda na Juan Pablo Jim, medyo ganun yung pinag-aralan ko, yun yung listening ko, yun yung reference ko na lagi nakababad yung tenga ko sa Hot Dog, Cinderella, ganun yung pinakinggan ko. Kasi gusto kong ma-capture yung feel nung sound nila, dapat maging Pinoy flavor sana yung sound ko. Kasi sila yung nag-iba yung sound eh. Sila yung talagang, and sila yung unang, yung Manila sound, yung unang Tagalog sa pop scene. Di ba? Sa Pinoy
correct.
Pop. Yeah,
correct. Diba? Pero Bing, I mean, imagine the feeling, not just aside from the work, but did you feel any pressure na... Oh shit, ako yung kakanta nito? May pressure ba kayo yan?
Hindi yung kanta eh. Oh shit, kasi ako yung mag-o-open. Yun yung oh shit. Ako yung mag-o-open, that's hard.
Yeah.
And sobrang galing ng lahat, yung the whole production, lahat yung mga artists nakasabay, nakasama ko doon, di ba? Kasama natin, lahat ang gagaling. So, ang laki ng pressure sa akin na ako yung mag na narrate nung opening, nung spiel, that's new for me. Hindi ako narrator. So, yun, ang sobrang, and I ito, guys, dahil kay Jamie, malaking tulong ang nagawa ni Jamie sa akin sa pag-narrate, kasi ang laki ng, talaga na-motivate ako noon, na binigyan niya ako ng mga tips paano i-memorize yung spiel ko. Pero, kung, alam ni Jamie kung gaano kapalpak yung mga sinasabi ko, yung first take, the first day, oh my God. Tapos inulan pa tayo.
Have you ever wanted to make a podcast but just couldn't get your shit together? Well, guys, look no further because there's this great app called Anchor. It's the easiest way to make a podcast on your computer or straight from your phone. All the creation tools you need in one place, plus an idiot-proof interface makes it a one-stop shop. It's never been easier to create, publish, and distribute whatever your dirty minds want to say. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm and get started. Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast. Smooth like butter, baby.
Yan ang sinabi ko sa director eh, yung nagsulat, di ba? Si Sir Juno Obanda.
Sabi ko, Juno,
alam mo naman Juno, Euro, kasi sinulat niya in the style of his speaking. Sabi ko, you have to give Bing the freedom to express it his way, to talk his way. Kasi ikaw yung opener eh. Ikaw yung narrator. So kailangan, feel mo, words mo, at dapat ikaw. So, nung nabigyan ka ng freedom, ako nakatulong lang ako kasi bulong-bulong ako na parang, uy, bigay mo si Bing ng freedom. Huwag masyadong ipako mo sa script kasi, you know, it becomes so static kasi you're trying to remember the words, you know, and the words weren't yours. So, nagbulong lang ako sa mga in charge na bigayin ka ng freedom. Yun lang naman ang ginawa ko, pare.
No, pero yung ano, alam mo yung pagka tinitingnan mo ako habang pinapractice ko yung spiel, ang laking tulong nun, sabi ko kasi, syempre nung una nahihiya nga ako sa yung humarap eh, and ganun, parang pakita siya. No, hindi nga usual sa akin yun eh. That's something new for me. And, well, nag-theater ako for a time, pero ang tagal na nun, bata pa ako nun, so ang tagal na ng mga ganyang, and yung memory ko, iba na yung memory ko.
No, but that was beautiful kasi Ben, you know, that's what the beautiful thing about this whole project is that you know, yung puso ng lahat ng involved nandun eh. Because we believed in the project, we believed in the city of Manila, we believed in Hot Dog, we believed in what we were doing. So we all wanted it to be as best, you know, as we could make it. And you, I couldn't think of anybody better to open it, to say, halika dito, tara, check natin yung sound ng Manila, di ba? I mean, I couldn't think of anybody better than you. But Bing, you know, so we're talking about like how you were studying the Hot Dog, the Manila sound for Juan Pablo Stream, but what music did you grow up listening to?
Ang dad ko mahilig sa marching band. Tapos ang mom ko mahilig sa rock and roll. So, kaya siguro ganun yung mga bands na nasamahan ko. May horn section. Kaya siguro ganun eh, no? Yung kusan ako kasali, may horn section kasi I grew up listening to horn section, brass bands, ganun. So, ayun, pero ang first record na binili ko. First record na binili ko from my pocket, from my baon, from my ipon was the first album of Commodores.
Wow. Yes.
Yun.
Plaka ba 'yon or cassette?
Plaka. Yeah, plaka. Wala pang cassette that time. Wala pang cassette nung that was 1974.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when you bought that album, when you bought that record, and of course, you know, you pursued your musical taste, syempre. So pumunta ka sa hilig mo, di ba? What made you decide that I want to put up a band like this? Because like you were saying, you know, your mixture of the rock and roll, which is basically what's been your sound all these years. It's rock and roll with horns.
Yeah,
and that became, you know, I would assume that fed your interest into soul, di ba? Pero ano yung moment na nag-decide ka, shit, tatayo ko ng banda, gusto kong magtayo ng banda?
Alam mo, Jamie, before ang tagal, hindi yan kagad na gusto kong magbanda eh. Kasi before ako magbanda, disco kid talaga ako eh.
Dancer ka eh.
Yes, disco kid ako, tambay ako ng mga disco, ng Where Else, ganun. So yun yung ano, yun ang talagang hilig ko, sumayaw, and disco talaga. And then biglang ito, nung panahon ng nakilala ko si, well, nakilala, pagdating ko ng high school, may nadinig ko yung Wallis Blues. Sabi ko, wow. Wow, sabi ko, wow. Tapos hindi ko alam na local. Sabi ko, iniisip ko parang, this is foreign, no? Ano yun, sa school namin sa Don Bosco noon, fair noon, fair sa Busco noon, nagpapatugtog yung isang higher batch sa akin ng Wallis Blues. Sabi ko, wow, kare-release lang yata noon. Tapos pati yung kasunod pa noon, yung ano, yung panahon ni Pepe, yeah. So ayun, yun yung mga unang introduction ko sa Pinoy rock and sa rock and roll in general. Kasi after that, nag-research na ako ng mga rock songs. So bumili na ako ang mga, kinolekta ko lahat ng plaka ng ang mga records ng Led Zeppelin at Kiss. Kiss and Led Zeppelin. Hindi pwedeng hindi yan, yung dalawang banda na yun. Kailangan kumpleto ako noon. And then, yun, basta yung mga yan. And then, ito yung turning point. Napanood ko, nauso na yung, pumasok na yung punk rock eh. Napunta ako, nakilala ko si Papa Dom, naging barkada ko, that was 1979. So sabay kami nakikinig ng music niyan. Biglang na-discover namin ng punk rock sa DZRJ noon. Si Howling din. Tapos nagpatugtog ng The Jerks. Tapos nausapan. kaya to yung makikita ko sila Chikoy, sila Nitoy, sabi ko kayo ang dahilan kung bakit hindi ako nakatapos ng pag-aaral. Yeah, sobrang sabi ko gusto kong maging katulad nila paglaki ko.
Pero I mean, you know, hindi ka nagtapos na pag-aaral, pero ito yung tunay mong edukasyon. You went into music, you went into, you know, exploring Filipino music. You are one of the most interesting people that every time we get a chance to talk, we always talk about OPM. We always talk about, you know, the old artists and versus the new artists and all that. Pero nung nag-umpisa ka magbanda, ano yung idea mo? Na ano yung anong gusto mong sound na ilabas?
Well, yung unang banda namin ni Papa Dom was punk rock. We played a lot of punk songs like from the Dead Boys, The Ruts, and basta yung mga luma, The Clash, Pistols, The Clash. Mga ganun, yeah. Yung mga lumang punk rock. So, ayan, tapos dahil nga fan kami ng The Jerks, marami rin kaming Rolling Stones na ginagawa namin punk rock. Kasi hindi kami mahusay. Hindi kami mga shredder. Hindi kami mahusay. But my first instrument was as a guitar. Kaya kami nagkakilala ni Papa Dom. Nagpaturo si Papa Dom ng gitara sa akin. Yun ang totoong story nun. Yeah. Kaya kami nagkakilala dahil sa gitara.
Wow.
Bumili si Papa Dom ng gitara na hindi pa siya marunong mag-gitara.
Wow.
And that time, kapitbahay ko si Sonny Tolentino ng anak bayan. Si Sonny Tolentino ang nagturo sa akin ng blues scale. Yun. So, yung actually nung humawa ko ng instrument, blues talaga yung una kong pinagtitripan. Before punk rock.
Yeah, because I can imagine like if you learn a blues scale, they always say this. If you learn the blues scale, you can play anything.
Yeah, you can play anything.
Bilisan that's mo true. Lang, kaskasin mo lang, bagala mo lang, di ba?
Yeah, you can play true. Anything. That's true, yeah.
So from punk rock, okay, from punk rock, how did you go into soul, pare? Because I mean, from your stint in Putrisca, then when you came up with One Pablo Dream, and of course, you know, flipping Soul Stompers.
Yeah,
that's
why
I call you my soul brother number one, because you're, that's actually, maraming beses kami nagkikwentuhan ni Bing, guys, you know, na sinasabi ni Bing sa akin na ingit siya kasi dami kong nai-interview na tao, gusto niyang i-interview si Ryan Kayabyab, si Ellie. Ako naman, sobrang ingit ako, Because I've always wanted to front a band like Flipping Soul Stompers. I've always wanted to have a band with a full horn section and make people dance. So being, yun ang sinasabi ko sa'yo, ingit na ingit ako. Kaya when I watch you...
You're singing. You're a frontman.
Yeah, I'm a frontman. But dude, we're not... You know, the way you do soul, okay, is I have not seen anybody do soul like you. And I'm talking about, you know, all the way from, you know, the Mustang Sallies, and you do Soul Man. You do, you know, you do, your repertoire is amazing and your band is really tight. So I've always been ingit that you can put a band together like that. That's why whenever I see you, Bing, at gigs, and you always invite me to come up on stage to jam, diba? And I always say no because I can't, I know I can't do it as good as you.
No, basta enjoy lang.
That's my honest opinion. I would rather be in the audience dancing to you playing than getting up there and jamming.
But thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Jamie. You know, coming from you, it's really, yeah, it's something else, you know.
Pare, you're my soul brother number one, man. So, paano mo na-discover yung soul, Bing?
Ano to eh? Kasi yeah, from punk rock, yeah, kami, it's always, kasama ko lagi si Doming, si Papa Dom. After punk rock, nawala yung banda namin. So, kinuha si Papa Dom ng Betrayed. Tapos, ganyan. And then, biglang dumating yung time na, Bing, magtayo ulit tayo ng banda. Tapos, ito yung Tropical Depression. So, nag-reggae muna kami. So, from punk rock, yung punk rock, yung reggae namin, actually, world music, yung ginagawa namin una, eh, galing pa rin sa punk rock. Tipong ginagawa yung mga kanta ng Clash, ng Talking Heads, nilalagyan lang namin ng ethnic instruments para magmukhang world. So ganun. And then from there, reggae, world music, this reggae, nag-research ako ng ano yung saan ang galing. Pero alam ko na yung sa punk rock, alam ko na yung ska. So sabi ko gusto kong mag-ska. So ayun, nabuo yung Putri Ska. And then from Putri Ska, yung roots ng ska, na-learn ko doon na galing pala ng R&B and soul. So, nag-step backward lang ako. Bumalik lang ako sa kung saan ako nang galing, saan ako nang galing doon. Bumalik ako paatras. Umatras ako. So, kaya ako napunta sa soul. And, plus, nag-iisip ako, ano kaya yung pwedeng gawin kong banda, sound, gamitin kong sound na hindi sell out, alam mo yon, yung hindi ganun kalaspag yung tunog, hindi ganun kalaspag yung tunog, hindi ganun ka-commercial, pero maraming matutuwa. Madaling makarelate yung tao. So sabi ko, soul. Magsasoul ako. And isa pa...
And the rest is history because that started your journey to Northern Soul and yes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All that.
Yeah,
diba?
Yan na yan.
See, Bing, I think that's one of the reasons why we get along so well because the way we appreciate music is the same. Once I, parang if I hear a song from a band or I begin to love a band, I start listening to their influences and parang time machine yan eh. Bumabalik lang. Like you said, nagsistep back ka lang to what influenced them and then what influenced the influencers and all that until you find the root of it. And then, you know, all of a sudden, you're discovering an entire journey of musical development, I think.
Exactly, diba? Exactly. And then, siguro, Jamie, no, kung ganyan rin, parehas tayo mag-isip, hindi lang tayo ganito. And surprisingly, nung time na lumalabas na yung blues, yung soul ulit, di ba? Biglang ito naglabasan sila, Amy Winehouse, ayos. Naglabasan sila, Charles Bradley, yung marami ng sila, CeeLo Green. Biglang naglabasan itong mga blues soul artist na bata. Di ba, young Adele? Di ba, Duffy?
Yes.
Di ba, biglang labasan na. And ayan na.
And yung maganda, yung lilabas nila na sound was... You know, it was soul, it was blues and all that, but it was modern. They put their own take on it. And that's what I really appreciated.
Yeah, I guess yun nga, dahil marami na rin silang mga ibang pinahikinggan, plus yung syempre yung recording, modern, kaya iba yung naging sound.
Iba yung tunog.
Iba yung naging sound. Iba yung tunog. Yeah,
kasi digital yung, na. Digital.
Yes, exactly. Except kila Sharon Jones, kay yung Back to Black na Amy Winehouse. Those are analog recordings yung mga yun. Yeah.
Because
Sharon Jones, yeah.
Because they made it a point to do analog.
Yeah, ni-record yung albums na yon sa Daptone Records. Na nasa New York, na talagang isang inano nila eh. Binild nila yung studio nila na parang Motown, yung laki pati yung size, apartment lang. So talagang pati yung flooring nilagyan nila ng mga tires ganon yung. Basta yung lahat ng ano, kinopya nila yung Motown, yung Snake Pit kung tawagin.
Yeah,
so kaya
I mean,
naging ganun
because,
yung sound.
Because that was the sound. I mean, that was the sound that led them there. You know, you have Smokey Robinson, you've got Temptations, and that's
exactly.
Actually, you know, it's funny because when you talk about our love for soul music, right? In terms of, and these new artists coming out with their soul music, right? You're the only one that, at least I know of, in my limited musical knowledge, that's doing Filipino soul. And I think I want to talk about your solo album, which I absolutely, you know, love because pare nag-trip ka lang dito eh, yung Rosas Efectos. Parang it's so trippy, but it felt like you were just A, having fun, and B, exploring what you could do in a solo format. You didn't have a band. It's not under a band. It's you. And yung dalawang paborito ko nun, so I want to talk about how this came to be. Yung Peaceball. Tuwang-tuwa ako sa Peaceball, pare. Naka-loop yan sa akin ngayon. Dinownload ko, naka-loop. Umakit akong Tagaytay. Nasa Tagaytay ako ngayon. Kaya hindi the usual setup ako ngayon. Pero tuwang-tuwa ako sa Peaceball. Paano mo nagawa yun, Bing?
Hindi ako ang gumawa nun.
Hindi!
The whole album, lahat ng nagsulat nun, si Can de la Cruz.
Talaga?
Yes, it's actually si Can de la Cruz ang producer din, plus the German producers. Oh. Yung kasi yung album na yan, release yan sa Germany. So, release yan sa Germany. So, yung kaya ganyan yung concept. Ay hindi ako nagtatagalog talaga, sobrang bihira ako magtagalog, magsulat ng Tagalog. That's really hard for me. Kasi ang gagaling, maraming magagaling magtagalog kahit na fluent ako magtagalog, pero alam mo yung critic kasi ko sa pagtatagalog.
iba yung pagsusulat in Tagalog.
Oh, pagka nadidinig ko yung sarili ko, dapat tama dapat yung lahat, yung pronunciations, lahat. Kasi lalo na sa edad ko, pag ako nagkaroon ng accent na parang foreigner ako magtagalog, nakakatawa yun, di ba? Sobrang nakakatawa yun.
So ang social naman ng album na yun, it was only released in Germany?
Yeah, it's only released in Germany and sa internet, yeah, online.
Sa internet, hayo.
Yeah.
So yung Efectos, si Can din yun.
Can de la Cruz. Everything, all the lyrics is Can de la Cruz.
But being, I swear, you know, when I listen to Efectos, it's like, not only am I listening to it and I think that you're in the room, but I think you're in my head. Especially with that song, because it's almost spoken word. It's actually
spoken words. Kasi
yeah.
Ikikwento ko sa'yo, ganito namin na-record yun. Sa music room, sa hindi studio, music room ni Can de la Cruz, ang pinang-record namin doon, four-track recorder.
Oh, wow!
Tapos, four-track recorder. Pero may grand piano doon. Tapos, yung Flippin' Soul Stompers pa rin ang banda.
Oh.
Ang nandun sa loob ng room. Tapos, habang tumutugtog kami, yung music, it's all from mine and the Flippin' Soul Stompers. Pero binigyan ako ni Khan ng kopya ng mga tula niya. Ito, ito gawin natin. So binabasa ko, habang nire-record namin, binabasa ko yon habang nire-record.
Wow.
So ganun ang storya nung recording na yun, nung album na yun.
And what an amazing album it was, because parang napaka wala kayong, you know, it felt like such a brave album. simply because parang you were not out to prove anything eh. Trip lang. In other words, yes, parang exactly. Magbubuo kami ng album, tapos ang taray natin, i-release lang natin sa Germany tsaka sa internet. Hindi man lang sa Pilipinas. Diba?
Alam mo,
at
sa
at magti-trip lang kami ng 11 tracks. Walang iya.
Alam mo, sabi ni Khan sa akin, Bing, handa ka na ba? Pasisikatin kita sa buong mundo. Alam mo, parang, handa ka na ba, Bing?
tapos yung evil laugh pa ni Khan. Yeah, diba?
I know. Andito ba si Khan? Nakikinig ba? Nanunod ka ba? Gago ha, Khan.
Kasalanan mo to, Khan. No, but I think it should, you know, if we could only change the industry in terms of being more brave, I would love to hear this on the radio. You should shoot some music videos and release it on the internet, because now iba na yung medium natin, visual na kasi, di ba? Yeah. I can only imagine the kind of music video you're gonna do for Epektos, pare. I want to be there.
There are two music videos na ni-release. Oh. Yung isa it got big. Actually, ang daming hits sa YouTube, yeah. 100
anong
plus
kanta?
Thousand.
Anong kanta?
Ruined Heart. Yung Ruined
yun.
Heart.
Kasi yung Ruined Heart. Yeah. Ang ganda rin noon.
Sobrang ibang klase 'yon, kasi nung nire-record ko 'yon, yung initial recording namin 'yon, kasama ko si Francis De Vera. Tapos si Francis De Vera ay nag-arrange nung yung original na the version. Tapos sabi ko, kailangan kong uminom dito. Kasi gago kasi yung letra, at tapos ang igsi nung lalapatan ko ng letra. Mahaba yung letra. Sabi ko, kailangan natin siksikin to. Kasi walang pattern yung ano. So may pattern lang yung music, pero yung lyrics, meron lang siyang binigay lang sa akin ni Khan yung melody, ganito yung melody, pero hindi pasok doon sa music ni Francis. Sabi ko, tara gawin natin to, siksikin natin. Talaga siniksik ko, talagang ginanong ko talaga sa ano, talagang pinaliit yun, kinompress yung lyrics. Oh. And ayun, tapos biglang nung nirelease sa Germany, grabe, may mga followers, ang dami kong followers na Germans. And it got big in Germany. Nasa top 3 yata siya sa isang radio station sa Germany.
Dude, it should be top 1 here.
Pinatutugtog yata siya sa radio station, pero hindi talaga ano, hindi heavy yung ano air. Pero
Ruined Heart is such an amazing song.
Thank you. Yeah. Ano siya, pelikula rin 'yon. Theme song siya ng pelikula ni Khan.
Ah,
na Ruined Heart.
Good.
Yes.
Yun. So my props si Bing.
May props ako. Nandito lang sa tabi ko yan.
Yun.
Ito yan. In vinyl. Ay, sorry.
In vinyl.
Ruined Heart. Yan yung soundtrack. Yeah. Yan yung pelikula ni Khan. So, ayun.
On vinyl pa talaga.
Yeah, and yung ano rin, actually yung Rosas Epektos, it was released on vinyl also.
May extra copy ka ba dyan?
Si Juno meron pa?
Juno, nandito. Banda.
Si Juno nandito pa yata, nanonood si Juno. Juno, marami pang copies.
Juno, I'm gonna raid your house, Juno. I need a copy in my life, please. Napaka-importante yan. I wanna listen to Epektos on fucking vinyl. Okay, so nagtitrip lang kayo. Tapos, yung pinaka-recent single mo, I think captures the sound that we're all familiar with. In terms, si Juno. Oh.
Ayan.
Ayan.
Si Juno, mayroon pa. Okay. Ayan si Juno.
I'm gonna negotiate with you, ha, Juno? Okay, negotiate ako. So, when you released Under Flipping Soul Stompers, when you released Happy People, yeah. Okay, that's the sound that we're all more familiar with in terms of, you know, the Bing Austria experience with the Flipping Soul Stompers.
Yeah, no? Yeah,
how did that song come about? How did you write that?
Wala kaming, kasi naiinip na yung mga bandmates ko. Ayoko magsulat ng original sa Flipping Soul kasi gusto ko makuha nila yung tunog ng na dapat yung funk, yung soul, yung gano'n. Oh. So, ang tagal, pinahikiramdaman ko sila. And then finally, biglang nag-jam. Wow. Nag-i-enjoy na yung tao. Nag-i-enjoy na yung mga kabanda ko. Kasi they're a lot younger than me. And yeah. Syempre, bago sa kanila yung pinapadinig kong sound, yung gusto kong mangyaring sound. So, finally, nung nag-gets na, and naramdaman ko na yung vibe, naramdaman ko na ang ganda na ng rapport. Habang sila nag-jam, nagsusulat na ako. Sabi ko, pinanunod ko sila. Masaya sila eh. So, this Happy People.
And really, you know, when you play this song on loop, I inevitably become happy people.
Thank you. Kagabi, buti naman
na. Alam mo, kahapon, nasi-stress ako. And I've been listening to this since you released it, di ba? Pero kahapon, nasi-stress ako kasi ang dami kong kailangan gawin. May lock-in shoot ako. You know, real life started, you know, from vacation mode, real life started coming back, no? And I just played that song on loop. Tapos biglang, nagagawa ko pa rin lahat ng kailangan ko gawin, pero wala na akong stress kasi naging happy people na ako. And that's why I love this track because I think it shows your soul, the kind of person you are, the kind of feeling that you want to make us feel. And I think this song is really important because you know, everybody, it's easy to write kasi about angst. It's easy to write about blues. It's easy to complain about the world, di ba? But now, when people need positivity, when people need positive energy, ladies and gentlemen, put Happy People on from Flipping Soul Stompers. And believe me, that's going to be a smile on your face for the whole day. And that's why I love that song, Bing, because it put a smile on my face. I became happy people.
Thank you, Jamie. Buti naman effective. Buti effective yung orasyon ko doon.
yung napipikol lang ako, Bing, kasi siyempre I'm blasting it in my house, 'di ba? Tapos minsan okay, kung masyado malakas na nag-headphones ako, tapos talagang nami-miss ko kayo live. Eh. Buti nga, swerte tayo last year kasi yung transition ni Carlos Hildran was the last event that I was able to direct and we had you guys playing. And I'm still amazed because when you guys were playing in transition, this was in Baluarte, San Diego, in Intramuros, no?
Yes.
For Carlos Hildran's transition, a lot of people kept on asking for your number. Now, you know, just because they were having such a good time. And I miss that energy that you guys bring live. Sabi ko nga sa'yo, di ba, pagkatapos ng gig, sabi ko, ako na yung manager nyo, ha, kasi daming humihingi ng number nyo. Kung mabook kayo sa party, ha, pwede ako mag-host.
Tara, game! Game na!
But I really miss the live experience of seeing you on that stage and doing your thing. What are your thoughts on the future of the concert and the live industry, Bing?
Babalik naman sigurado lahat, and sigurado ako gigil na yan. Si Juno nga nagigigil na eh. Ikaw nagigigil na rin, di ba? So lahat babalik, and baka mas maging sincere pa yung mga musicians kasi... Mm.
Guys, it's never been easier to make a podcast. All you gotta do is look for a great app called Anchor. It's the easiest way to make a podcast on your computer or straight from your phone. All the creation tools you need in one place, plus an idiot-proof interface. Man, you can create, publish, and distribute whatever you want to say. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm and get started. Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast. Smooth like butter, baby.
Yeah, yan yung medyo parang for the longest time parang nalimutan yung pagiging sincere sa music, sa pag-perform. Kasi parang naging routine na, di ba? Yung lalo na sa mga working musicians. Parang tutugtog na, alam, parang natatamad na kasi naging routine eh. I've seen musicians like those na ganyan na papagod. Pero ngayon, naniniwala ako pagbalik, ay nako, ganado lahat 'yan sigurado. And yeah, yung music natin baka naghihintay ako actually ng bagong lalabas na sound, na style kasi dahil sa pandemic, kasi madalas pag kami nangyaring global thing na medyo nangyari, madalas may napoproduce na isang klaseng style.
Oo.
Diba? Naghihintay ako actually ng ganun eh. Hinihintay ko yan eh. Na ang nangyayari, ang tingin ko nangyari, mga nag-record ng nasa bahay lang lahat, ng hindi umalis, lahat digital. And, yun, no? Tulad yung mga nirelease ng mga ibang mga kaibigan natin. Yeah, tulad si Eliza, di ba? Nag-release during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah. She's a quarantine artist.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I can only imagine what happens when we go back to going live. How will that evolve when it's not just them on their laptops, on digital, by themselves? Once you put in, kasi the final element talaga is the audience eh. Iiba yan. Yeah. Mag-evolve yan.
I guess yung mga laptop performers o mga musicians, kasi mga DJs ginagawa na yan eh. And in fact, before maging laptop yung mga DJs, nung turntable pa mga DJs, ginawa na yan ng Kraftwerk sa Germany.
Correct.
Diba?
Correct.
So what that's actually nothing new. It's nothing new, yung laptop performers. And ang gagaling nila mag-perform kasi may kasamang ilaw yan. And
may visuals, so, may ilaw.
So... Yeah, yan eh. So wala talagang problem eh. Kung paano lang siguro it's the production. Yun yung kasama yan eh. Kasama yan sa buong production. Kasi kahit na magaling yung banda, minsan kasi ako ang tingin ko sa stage, iba yung musicians lang kaysa sa mga performers. Di ba? May mga musicians na okay musicians pero hindi kaya mag-perform. I mean, pagka-live, medyo mahihain. Diba? Magaling silang tumugtog. Pero pagdating sa stage, it's a different world. Sinasabi ko yung sa mga bandmates ko, pag tumugtong tayo sa stage, hindi tayo musician, performers tayo.
Correct. And that's what you guys always deliver on. It's the performance. And that gets everybody dancing. I mean, you know, it's important that you're a good musician. But I think it's even more important that you're a good performer if you're doing it live, because then that gets the crowd on their feet. That gets us losing our inhibitions. May mga naguhubad, di ba? That's because of the performance.
Pangarap ko maghubad. Kaya lang, ang laki na lang chan ko.
Ay, So going from our performances, diba? I mean, like, we always, you know, when we saw each other those times in 2020, this question has always popped up, and we've never really settled on an answer. I don't think there is one definitive answer that we actually came up with, but you know, it's the question of OPM, right? We've always been discussing na parang, okay, yung ano talaga yung OPM? Kasi yung roots ng kilala nating OPM is American style. It's jazz, it's pop. it's what Mr. C said, yung generation ko, ito yung sounds natin, di ba? But I want to know, Bing, because we try to figure out what OPM is based on what's out there. But I want to know for you, what do you think original Filipino music is?
Nung una kasi, nung before ko makausap tong tao na binanggit ko sa iyo dati, pero mamaya ako nabanggitin, yung pinahikinggan, alam mo yung wala akong idea ng yung original Filipino music. Hindi ko alam yun. Basta alam ko pagka Pinoy, original Filipino music na yan. Pero nung nakausap ko, ito, babanggitin ko na nung na-meet ko, kasi nagkwentuhan kami ni Maestro Lucio San Pedro, na bago. Nalito ako actually, Tapos sinabi niya kasi yung music na ganito, yung ginagawa niyo, hindi naman yan Filipino eh. Hindi yan original na music. Kasi music, hindi song. Music, di ba? Yes. Kung letra mo Tagalog, pero yung music mo, yung melody ng song mo, eh, hindi naman Filipino pa rin. Well, sabi ni Lucio San Pedro, ang kaisa-isa, according kay Lucio San Pedro, and hanggang ngayon, ito, gusto kong pag-aralan, nag-research ako ng totoong original Filipino music, eh, yun nga, kundiman daw. So, gusto kong matuto pag-aralan yung kundiman. Dahil nangyari daw yan, naging Pinoy, original na Pinoy. Yan lang kaisa-isang original na Pinoy na music daw. Eh dahil doon sa measurement, yung structure ng kundiman. So it's not actually the melody. So parang inisip ko, parang katulad sa Jamaica, yung reggae is actually R&B. Nagkamali sila ng pagtugtog kaya nag di ba? That's the good accidents, di ba? Yung biglang baliktad yung chunk napunta sa tuyong yung chunk imbes na downbeat yung chunk, di ba?
Pataas.
So nag-iba kasi nga nag-fuse in yung calypso, yung mento calypso tsaka yung R&B kaya nagbago. Ngayon itong sound natin siguro maganda may ganun rin. And isa pa, parang tayo lang yata yung meron tinatawag na original Filipino music. Medyo nalito pa rin ako doon. Hanggang ngayon, tanong ko sa marami
yan. Kasi usually, it would be just American music or Spanish music or European music or German music. Yeah. And it should be just Filipino music. But the word original Filipino music, nakakalito ngayon eh.
Nakakalito yan.
Kasi bakit? Kasi, why the stress on the original?
Yeah, oo. Sana wala na lang yun. So, yun. Pero yun nga, di ba? Kasi tulad nga yung reggae, hindi naman sinawag na original Jamaican music.
it's just reggae.
Hindi nga tinatawag na Jamaican reggae, di ba?
It's just reggae.
Yung blues, it's just blues.
I think to better explore this or to define this, I think it will take an effort with not only the older musicians, but also with the newer musicians, because they're going to be the one taking it forward on figuring out what Filipino music is. Not just it's a given now. It's original. I think I have a theory though, Bing, kasi tinawag nilang original Filipino music. Kasi, dati, puro covers lang tayo eh. Sa eksena. Ang galing natin mag-cover ng mga kanta.
Hanggang ngayon.
So I think it was to add to Filipino music, they had to put the word original into
composition.
It. To identify that it's not a cover, it's homegrown, it's written by a Filipino, it's performed by a Filipino, and it's not just a cover. Kasi sobrang galing natin mag-cover na minsan akala ng public na tayo yung bandang nag-cover yun ang nagsulat ng kantang noon.
No, original. Cover
I mean, ganyan tayo kahusay, di ba?
So maybe that's
why they had to put the word original in Filipino music.
Yeah. In fact, may kanta si Sonny Nicolas, di ba? Yung tatay ni Jazz. Yung Mr. Musikero. Yung lyrics niya doon. Kasi doon, sinasabi doon sa lyrics na yon. Iba na ang mga Pilipino ngayon. Nagsusulat na ng mga sariling kanta.
Oo.
Mga sariling awitin.
And I think that's the beauty of it moving forward with all these new artists coming out now. And yeah. once the, you know, the pandemic relaxes and is lifted at makabalik yung eksena natin, I'm really looking forward to hearing and seeing what's going to happen with the creativity of the Filipino.
And Jamie, idagdag ko lang, Jamie, ngayon nagbabago na rin yung tawag kasi, di ba, sila Mr. C, meron ng ginagawa ngayon, Philpop. And that's really better, actually, term. Yun yung Filipino pop ngayon. In fact, meron akong playlist na ginawa, Filipino pop. Kasi lahat ng mga Filipino pop, nilalagay ko doon. Na mga hindi usually pinapakinggan sa, na pinaplay sa radyo. Maraming mga indie bands na sobrang gagaling. Doon, nila gumawa ako ng playlist.
Uy, pasend naman. Pasend naman
yung link. Oh, send. Yes, send ko sa'yo. Send ko sa'yo. Magugulat ka. Magugulat ka. Oh, Pinoy ito? Wow! Alam mo, yung maraming nagugulat doon eh. Yeah, yan yung habit ko ngayon eh. Mangulekta ng mga sound na bago na mga local. Kaya nga, excited ako kay Eliza rin eh.
Oh. Yeah. And you know, a lot of other artists. I mean, it's nice that we have now the... Kasi, I mean... Sa panahon natin, di ba, kailangan dumalo ka sa bahay, tapos may plaka yung isang tao, o kaya may mixtape yung isang tao na pinapasa ngayon. Ngayon, pare, ang bilis eh. Digital na playlist lang, link lang.
Uh-oh.
And
Uh-oh.
You can share this music. Although it's not as romantic as, I still love the feeling of, you know, taking the record out of its sleeve. You know? Tapos,
gagawa ka ng mixtape,
Tapos tinatantya mo yung needle bago mo i-drop kasi jahe naman kung may rinig na ganun, nasa party ka, di ba? Hindi ka pwede masyadong lasing kasi, di ba, masascratch yung plaka mo. But I like the speed in which the sharing and the discovery of new music is available to us nowadays. But I still long for the days where we can all get together under the same roof and just have a listening party.
Yes, you know, iba yun.
Kahit na hindi pa pwede tayo mag-gig, mag-listening party lang tayo, pare, happy na ako eh.
Tara, diba? Game! Tara,
oh,
game!
Game!
Tara. Juno!
Oh, yan. Oh, Juno, i-raid ko yung bahay mo, Juno. Dadalaw ako sa'yo pagbaba akong Tagaytay.
Gusto niya yan.
Yeah. Bing, we're gonna go into. I'm gonna give you 10 quick questions. Okay.
Ito na yun.
Punta tayo sa rundown. Okay. Off the top of your head lang. Off the top of your head, yung mga sagot natin. Okay. So unahin natin. Ano yung favorite word mo?
Wow.
Okay yun. Okay yun. Kasi wow. you can say it in so many ways, di ba? Wow.
Yes, wow.
Yeah.
And whether natuwa ka or hindi, wow.
Wow.
Minsan sarcastic yun, di ba? Wow.
Oo nga. Wow. Okay, pwede bang wow naman. May ganun
yan,
pa, di ba?
Yan.
Okay, so question number two. Ano yung pinaka not favorite word mo? Yung word na pinakaayaw mo?
Ang hirap niyan eh, pero kanina nung nag-iisip ako, sabi ko ayoko ng mga pangalan na may H.
Napaka-random naman doon. Ayaw mo ng mga pangalan na may H?
Oh, yung mga may... Basta alam mo yung may H na dinadagdagan. Kunwari yung pangalan ko, Bing, lalagyan ng Bing.
Ako, you know? Jamie.
Jamie, yeah, ganun.
Para, ako yan, may kilala akong baby. Tsaka nakasulat sa ano niya, sa birth certificate may H.
Oo, I know may mga ganyan. I don't know
how that happened, you know. It's uniquely Filipino, but I don't know how that happened to us. Parang may biglang napaisip na, uy, magdagdag tayo ng H sa mga pangalan.
Alam mo ang tingin ko diyan? Kasi may napansin ako, may mga French word, baka ganon, baka pinipilit magtunog French.
Hindi.
Hindi rin, hindi. No? Hindi rin.
Being. Eh, ganun din eh.
Yeah.
Okay, Bing. What turns you on?
Intelligence.
Oh, nice. What turns you off?
Kabubuhan. Siyempre.
Okay, what is a sound or noise that you love?
The sea.
Yes. What sound or noise do you hate?
Pag merong namamato ng bubong ko. Kaya nag-stream ka o kaya may nag-record ka biglang blagag sa bubong. Actually, mga fruits, may mga, kasi maraming puno sa akin eh. So, may biglang nilang blugug. O kaya may, yung mga cats ko naghahabulan sa bubong.
Okay. Alright. Okay. Ano yung favorite na mura mo? What's your favorite curse word, pare?
Tagalog, English.
Ikaw. It's up to you.
Fuck.
Again, yeah, like, there's so many ways to say that word, di ba?
I know.
Ang daming pwedeng meaning.
Nag-umpisa niya nung panahon ng punk rock, ang daming biglang ibig sabihin ng fuck eh, di ba?
Okay. What annoying habits or behaviors that you really don't like?
Yung mga unmindful na tao sa paligid. Walang pakialam sa'yo.
Yeah. Yung mga walang pakialam.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are very difficult things to deal with. Minsan
parang yung walang face mask dun sa pila, no?
Oo, yun, di ba? Yung mga walang face mask sa loob ng Starbucks, nasisigawan ko.
Yan yung mga ganun, di ba?
Yeah. And it's not, you know, it's not, you're right eh. It's not even deliberately being pasaway. It's just, I don't care. And that's the worst, actually. I don't like that. You should care.
Nakakainis pa yung magiging matapang pa magagalit na sila sa'yo.
Oh.
Inaayos mo na nga sila eh. Di ba? Magagalit na sila sa'yo.
True. Okay, Bing. If there's any artist you could collaborate with, living or dead, who would that be?
Montik nang mangyari, kaya lang biglang nawala siya. Sharon Jones.
Wow.
Montik na, nag-uusap na kami.
Wow.
On the works na. Biglang, well, isa pa, montik na mangyari. Si Joe Bataan, well, buhay pa. Pwede pa kami gumawa ng ano. And isa pa, madami, sobra. Pero isa
hindi,
pa,
wala, go.
Sugar Pie de Santo.
Sugar Pie de Santo.
Yeah, and gusto ko i-introduce si Sugar Pie de Santo. Well, Joe Bataan was nasa Malasimbo years ago. So, nakilala
Sa
Filipino community na si Joe Bataan is proud Pinoy, di ba?
Yes.
Proud Pinoy kasi meron nga siyang Young, Gifted, and Brown na kanta.
Oh.
Well, there's another artist nga na legendary Hall of Famer sa blues sa America, sa buong mundo, pero hindi kilala sa Pilipinas na isang Pinay. Si Sugar Pie de Santo. Best Sugar friend ni Etta Jones. Ni Etta, wow. Etta James.
Etta James, yeah. Wow.
Best friend ni Etta James is a Filipina, half Filipina.
And she has music out that we can look up.
Marami. Meron silang duet ni Etta James.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, sana magka-duet.
Merong gumawa ng documentary about Sugar Pie de Santo na mga Pinoy sa Amerika gumawa ng documentary about Sugar Pie de Santo. Yep.
I will search for that.
Yeah. Pwede kitang putulin dito sa rundown.
Go!
Yung tulad si Joe Batan and si Sugar Pie DeSanto, pwede pa silang tawaging OPM? Pinoy sila eh.
True.
Di ba?
Yeah, true. Yeah. Pero, I mean, because I mean, if we're going by my definition, kasi for me, OPM is so broad, right? And unless you're talking about the native Filipinos na, you know, before the panahon ng mga Kastila and all that, unless you're talking about them, all of us kasi, currently, the current Filipino is a mixture eh. Halo-halo siya of everything eh. I think what sets us aside as Filipinos is not just the language that we sing in, but I think the passion and the heart that we sing with or that we perform with. I think that's what makes us, or that's what makes it original Filipino music. So I would definitely say Joe Bataan would be OPM, no matter who released his music. I would say Sugar Pie is also OPM because no matter what, she's still Filipina and she's singing with all the passion that comes directly from, you know, young, gifted, and brown. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, para sa akin, pwede yun. So napaka-broad nga ng definition. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Obing, okay, last question. When you get to heaven, what do you think God will say to you?
Oh my God.
You know, sabihin ni God, oh my God, Bing, it's you. Lagya. Walagya. okay. One for the road. Okay. Now you've been at this for a long time. So, what words of wisdom or advice would you give to anyone starting out in music?
Sa mga shows ko na, kasi diba may Bing Austria show ako. So, nag-feature ako ng mga bagong bands, mga bagong artists.
Oh.
So ang sinasabi ko lagi sa kanila. Fame, fortune, or legacy.
Mm.
So, bahala ka na kung ano gusto mong piliin doon.
And you can choose all three. But what's most important? But what's most important to you?
Yeah.
Diba?
So, kasi, kung ano yung direction mo, saan mo gusto? Diba?
Tama. Kung gusto mong papunta sa fame, kung gusto mong magkapera or what kind of songs are you going to leave to the world? Ako, legacy ako. Legacy. I think that's the most important. If you're going to make your mark as an artist, and I've had other artists say this on the show, imagine generations from now, people are still listening to your music. And
ako
touching them, di ba?
Fortune ako, Jamie.
Well, that would be nice also, di ba? That would be nice kung magka-legacy ka at magka-fortune ka at the same time. Tapos, sasakay na yung fame mo. Pag nagsama yung dalawa.
Ayoko ng fame. Bakit? Naranasan ko yung pinagkakaguluhan ng tao. Ayoko na.
Ang weird, di ba? Parang, alam mo yun, ang hirap, parang paglabas mo ng bahay, kailangan, feeling mo, bihis ka, makeup ka lang ko, hassle, parang. I don't know how these artists do it.
Yeah, gusto ko nga minsan mag-disguise. Kasi, there was a time, naalala ko yun, umakyat ako ng bus. Nagpa-public transport ako. So, umakyat ako ng bus. Pag-akyat ko ng... Uy, si Bing Austria!
Anong gagawin mo, di ba?
Ang hirap, ayoko.
Some people are made for that. Some people are not. And for me, it always freaks me out when I see that happening to artists I know. And I'm like, how do you deal with that? And a lot of, you know, some of the artists, they say, well, it's part of it eh. Wala kang magagawa eh. Actors I know, artistas I know, it's just part of what you signed up for. So, but the fortune would be nice, Bing. Fortune would be nice.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Last call, Bing. Last call. What do you want to be remembered for?
You know. That I am a happy person.
I think you're much more than that, Bing. You're a good influence. You are a positive person that puts smiles on people's faces. You are an amazing and incredible performer that, you know, gets people up. Even, pare, I've seen people who are so stubborn, yung parang sobrang cool na ayaw sumayaw, napapasayaw sila pag tumutugtog ka. And I think that's what you're going to be remembered for. Not only to be a happy person, but making us happy. I think that's going to be your legacy, Bing.
Thank you, Jamie. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So, Bing, where can we catch you? You have shows on Kumu. It's a big weekend for you, huh?
Yes. Yes. And hindi siya campaign. Featured artist ako sa Spotlight. That's every Friday. Yeah, every Friday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pasok lang kayo. Download yung Kumu. It's a Filipino app. So, ayan. So, nakakatuwa dahil Filipino app pa siya. So, ayan. Yes. And maraming mga artists rin doon na, ayan, yun ang sumasalba sa mga maraming artists rin doon na nasa loob ng Kumu.
So, you're gonna be the featured Spotlight artist every Friday at 7 p.m. for the whole month of January.
Yes. And I also stream sa Kumu every morning, 8 a.m. 8 a.m. Hanggang sa magsawa. Tulad kanina, I stream for 7 hours.
Wow.
Kasi nag-enjoy ako. Kasi I invited people to jam. So, nine people kami doon. Naglalabo-labo, pasahan kami ng kanta. So, lahat po ano, you know, random people. Pero hindi, eventually, naging friends ko na rin sila. Nagkaroon ng community doon sa Over a Cup, yung title ng morning stream.
Yeah.
Over a Cup.
All right. So, that's fantastic, guys. So, catch Bing streams. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to the day where we're going to catch Bing Austria live on stage again.
Yeah, mag-jam kami ni Jamie dapat.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Pero before we do that, i-raid natin yung bahay ni Juno.
Yan. Listening party tayo doon.
Listening party tayo,
yes.
Tapos sana may baon tayong plaka pa uwi.
Ayoko muna magplaka. Sige, ikaw may baon kang plaka pa uwi. Maraming extra si Juno.
Oo nga eh. Alright, Bing. Maraming salamat. Thank you for taking the time. And of course, if I haven't thanked you yet, thank you for surprising me on my birthday show. You taking over and stepping in. Thank you so much.
Yeah, anytime, Jamie.
Alright. So ladies and gentlemen, please give it up. This is Bing Austria. Soul Brother number one.
Thank you. Yeah!
Thank you, Bing. Thank you. Wow. Amazing. You know, it's you know, we should have more time, but really, honestly, if you ever get a chance to speak to, you know, Bing or musicians like Bing, there's so much you can learn from. I mean, you know, if I go back on this episode, I can just review all the names that he just threw out. And I'm going to remind him right after this broadcast to send me links to his playlist because, you know, I think if you love music, you should actually do what you can to get out of your usual playlists, get out of your comfort zone, discover a new band, discover a new artist, discover an old artist. Over the New Year's, I was spending it with my second family, and I was actually making playlists of the oldies but goldies, you know, Nat King Cole, Matt Monroe, Perry Como, Johnny Mathis. And, you know, to listen to that style of music, which is, you know, before my time, but it directly corresponds to some of the artists that I listen to today, you know? And that's the beauty of music. It can, you know, bring out an emotion in you. It can bring out a feeling in you. It can make you travel back in time. It can make you move forward in time, you know, music is something that can, you know, heal your heart and save your soul. And, you know, musicians like, new musicians like Elisa Marie and, you know, established older musicians, timeless musicians like Bing Austria are there to light our way, I think. And, you know, God bless them. And I am so thankful for these artists who are continuing to create and continuing to pour their heart and soul out just so, you know, we can listen to them and enjoy them and play them on repeat or dance along with them. And that's the beauty of not only music, but also the musicians behind the music. So yeah, that's our show for tonight, guys. So, you know, thank you, Elisa Marie. Thank you so much for being Austria. I just want to remind you guys that June Lupito's new album, Body 3 NMRK, is still out. And it's, you know, on my permanent playlist because, you know, incredible, incredible, you know, rock and roll music coming from this, you know, Pinoy rock icon. A lot of new music is coming out from Offshore Music. So you can tune in and make sure to follow their page for all their new releases because they've got some exciting stuff coming out this year. And of course, thank you to Liquor.ph. And our friends at Liquor.ph are asking, hey man, do you feel lucky? Because they are giving you the best Irish whiskeys all month long. They're giving you the best prices on bottles of brands like Redbreast, Bushmills, Jameson, and Connemara. The best Irish whiskeys, good deals, only from Liquor.ph. Thank you also so much to Buenos Dias Panaderia. You guys, you always bring me happiness. And I absolutely love you so much for it. And I'd like to thank you guys for tuning in, wishing you guys a happy new year. Hope is on the horizon. There's a silver lining. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. This year is going to be better than last year, but we all have to make sure we do our best to make it better. Next week, we've got an international Broadway rock star. As our guest, we're going to be hanging out with Mig Ayesa. So make sure you tune in, guys. And hey, this is Jamie Wilson just reminding you guys to stay safe, stay strong, stay sane. Keep on rocking, keep on rolling. And if all else fails, let the music keep you going. And if you find out that life has gotten you shaken or stirred or a little mixed up or on the rocks, what matters most is that you take your shot. Cheers, everybody. Happy New Year. Here's to a good 2021. Thank you very much. Good night.
On the Rocks with Jamie Wilson is brought to you by Offshore Music. Go where the sound takes you.